it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Happy Tuesday. So before we move on to Razor's Edge, Big Blonde Dan has been with the show for years and years and years now, says that he hated popcorn reading. Utter dread. I've never heard of popcorn reading.
It's basically when it's time to read a passage and your teacher just kind of randomly picks people from around
okay.
the room.
Oh, so we're all kernels of corn?
Yeah, popping up.
I get it. Because I'd never heard that term either. I was wondering if I missed out.
It was like a grade school thing.
Oh.
One more before we go to Rage. The shoving incident in football with Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, did you see the...
Where a fan shoved a guy's head and then shoved another guy's head.
Yeah.
And Lamar shoved him. And did he really get hit with a big fine?
Who?
Lamar.
That I didn't see.
Okay.
I know that the fan got suspended.
Good.
Got kicked. He has been banned from every NFL stadium.
Because he's the bad guy.
Yeah. To me... Lamar should get nothing. Okay? If a grown man pushes you and you push back, you're not the bad guy.
Agreed.
If you go on the field, reach over the rail, do anything to a player physically on purpose, not accidental, like if you're reaching for a foul ball, that's a different thing than shoving someone, then you get what you get, and the player shouldn't get anything. If he gets a suspension, he won't get a suspension, but if he gets a fine, I think that's a joke. Who wouldn't react that way if they get shoved in the head? I would.
I agree.
I haven't seen anything as far as a fine.
Okay.
They should make you stand out there and you get tackled.
I couldn't agree more.
That should be the punishment.
Yep. And the team gets to pick which guy tackles you.
Yeah. What did you think of the guy slapping Kelsey?
Travis Kelsey?
Man, he whacked him. He whacked him good.
Oh, he smacked him bad.
Kelsey took it like a champ, though. Didn't go down. Sprung right back.
Also, didn't fight back.
Didn't fight back, but I think that's probably for the best, because then everyone's in trouble.
I mean, now we're getting into real, like, bro stuff, but can you let another man slap you?
In a game, yeah.
I say it depends on the context.
Yeah, I mean, if it was out of the game, maybe Kelsey would have done something. But in the context of the game, you just got to go like, you just got to point to him and go like, "Hey,
well,
this guy just
messed up." Because what he's trying to do there is not get a penalty.
Because
if anything he does in return, he's going to get a penalty. So one way or the other, you're either negating a penalty that you would have gotten, or they miss the first one and they get you, and now you've hurt your team. So in that context, you should definitely not slap back. But, you know, in real life, yeah, get hit, expect to get hit back.
I don't think Taylor would have liked it.
No, I don't think so.
had Travis slapped back. So he did the right thing.
I was going to say, I don't think that comes into play. I don't think Taylor has anything to do with that. On the field. Off the field, maybe. Right? Off the field, you don't want your guy getting himself in trouble. Understandable to say, hey, don't do that. You don't need that. That's going to cause more trouble, whatever. But on the field, I would think there's no...
What if she started going like, you need to get in there and blah, blah, blah. Like, she goes like full Jordan Hudson. And
But like giving him bad advice, like telling him he should hit everybody.
Yeah. I don't think you need to tell guys, a football guy, that.
You need to slap more people. Yeah, that's true.
they grow up hitting people.
If anything, you should be like, hit less people.
Yeah, they grow up hitting each other. They don't need to be told to do that.
Razor's Edge?
Yeah, a couple of things I want to talk about here. Let's start by talking about AOC. She's getting a lot of blowback right now because she's been doing this fighting the oligarchy rallies with Bernie Sanders all over the place. Well, it turns out that her campaign spent thousands of dollars at some of these high-end hotels while headlining the fighting oligarchy rallies with Bernie Sanders. There was a place, Vidara Hotel and Spa, which is in Vegas. They spent $3,500 alone there during their tour. Now, I don't know how many nights they stayed. I don't know how many rooms were booked. But, I mean, even if it was like a, let's say it was a two-night stay and you have a couple of rooms, $3,500 is a ton of money mm-hmm. to be spending on lodging. It's also just the kind of place that it's so ritzy and so swanky. It's like, why would you choose this if the theme of the tour you're doing is like, get rid of these rich people? I don't know. I'm not saying she has to stay at like a Motel 6 or something, but I feel like there's a common ground or a middle ground you could find to kind of insulate yourself from this type of criticism. It just seems like a really easy thing to avoid.
Yep. Yep. I mean, like, how do you not get that?
Or not get that, like, because let's say the whole thing is just PR for her. I don't really know the motivation behind it. It could be completely pure of heart. It could just be, hey, this is the angle we're taking. Right. This is how I'm going to get bigger in politics. I honestly don't really care what the motivation is behind it. It's just, how can you not know? People are going to look into how dollars are being spent on a tour like this. Like, that's the first thing they're going to do mm-hmm. is check to see how, since you're telling, and I don't disagree with AOC on this issue, but you're telling people how they should spend their money. You got to be a little bit more careful on how your campaign is spending funds in a situation like this. Bernie Sanders did not make the same mistakes. I mean, I think he still stayed at some nice places and everything, but nothing as egregious as the $3,500 bill that we're talking about.
That's ridiculous.
I mean, it ruins your credibility pretty instantly.
Well, you can make an argument to me about that topic that I'd listen to. You guys know how I feel about how the system has been set up by rich people for so long. But you can't, your message is done with me if that's what you're doing.
Well, she's misstepped on this before. The whole thing where she went to the Met Gala and then she's like, no, but I'm wearing a dress that says eat the rich.
Yeah.
Babe, I'm sorry. You're still at the Met Gala.
And it's a $5,000 dress.
Eating, rubbing elbows with all of these people that you're preaching to. Like, you already did the thing you're trying to speak out against.
Right.
I think, that's why I say, like, sometimes the motivations behind this, it kind of does feel like, well, this is going to be my lane that I'm going to take. I don't know how sincere it actually is. Again, it's a cause I pretty much support, so whatever. I'm just, it just comes down to, like, you make some interesting choices on this journey between the Met Gala and the hotel thing.
Is consistency that hard? Because we see a lot of quote unquote important people who have a real difficult time with consistency.
I think it is if you don't mean it.
Yeah, there you go. That's a great point.
Well, you know? It's kind of
because a lot of this is just for show.
Well, like, a great example is like Leonardo DiCaprio. He wants to tell everyone about global warming. Great. Thank you for raising awareness, Leo. This is awesome. At the same time, you're taking your private jet to Jeff Bezos' wedding. Like, why are you the messenger again?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't add up at the end of the day.
Yep.
And that is not me saying, like, so no one should care about the environment. That's not where I'm going. I'm just saying the leaders in the movement need to get their stuff together.
Yes. You got to live it.
Okay, here's another story. Vaccine skeptic pet owners are refusing to vaccinate their dogs because they're afraid that the shots could cause autism in their dogs.
What? Is that even a thing?
No, it's not.
I've owned dogs my entire life. I've never heard of that as a thing. How would you measure it? Like, literally every dog's personality and, like, behavioral patterns and their learning ability, it's wildly all over the place.
I'm really biting my tongue. Like, there comes a point in modern day life when you put the PC stuff aside and you just say to someone, you're stupid.
Yeah.
You're stupid. You're not smart.
Is there any science backing what you're worried about?
You are aggressively, purposefully, unforgivably stupid.
Yeah. And by the way,
you're not even trying.
No boarding place will take your pet if you don't have vaccinations.
That's correct.
Because they have diseases that will pass to other animals. In fact, I know a lot of vet clinics will not take you in if you're not updated, because you're now a risk to all of their clients if you bring in something contagious.
Yeah. I mean, what happens if your dog needs a surgery or something? That's the first thing, is they want to make sure you're up to date on all the vaccinations before they can even make an appointment to discuss something like that. I mean, it's just sad that this is the place we're in. By the way,
what does an autistic dog look like?
There's no such thing as an autistic dog.
There is nothing like that. No.
And even if they did, like, what would the big deal be? I don't understand. I don't understand why that would be like a problem for anybody.
Yeah, how would that change your or your pet's
life? Tell me how you're even measuring it. Like, what's the standard that you're measuring it against? Because even within the same breeds, like, some breeds measure out generally as smarter than others. But smart is relative. Because sometimes smart just means willing to obey, as opposed to a problem solver that does things on their own. But there's no absolute, like, mid-level standard where we've studied millions of dogs, and this, like, they're literally all over the place. And most of what a dog's capable of, most, not all, is what they're taught when they're pups, or how they're raised when they're pups. Are they raised long enough with their parents, or are they separated from their parents too early? Like, all that stuff goes into the behavioral things. And you think you're going to diagnose autism in a golden retriever? What are you talking about?
That's a rough segment. Tell you guys about
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry. Do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
322 DC has on Camel X. Couple science facts.
Yeah.
We have discovered 300,000-year-old human footprints next to extinct animals from 300,000 years ago. Homo heidelbergensis is the form of human that we found 300,000 years ago. Crazy, isn't it?
Whoa.
It's just amazing that we can figure this stuff out.
We also have figured out that humans evidently used to hibernate.
Really?
That's kind of interesting.
I get down with that.
Yeah.
How can this be?
Don't know.
Doesn't sound so terrible. Well,
different versions of us, though. They weren't us.
Right. But they were humans.
You think we would get hungry?
Hungry.
Remember when we all thought that was definitely real?
Oh. Yeah, I still do.
For those that don't know the inside joke, that was supposedly Ron DeSantis doing that.
Hungry.
Wait, to bring some menu and he is hungry.
What a noodle that guy was.
And we all bought it. Oh, we were all like, yep.
How many years was the buildup of, like, he's the next guy rising? Yeah. And then you see him in the spotlight, you're going, what's up with those boots, dude?
He's going to take down Donald Trump. Just you wait and see.
Oh, my God. That was a real conversation.
Yeah.
That happened among smart people.
KFC is releasing an official line of jelly beans.
Science news.
Three flavors: fried chicken, sweet corn, and gravy.
I am interested
in the
corn.
Might be
corn.
Okay.
Yeah, that sounds good. I don't want a gravy jelly bean.
You ever
get
those prank jelly beans?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gross.
No, I've never. I don't want to get like the booger flavor.
Yeah.
Why do people do that to themselves?
I don't know.
You just saying that made my mouth water in the worst way. You really hit the G in that.
And they make so that they disguise them, right? So there's the same color can be two flavors. So like it could be green apple and booger.
Yeah, that's what's so.
Yeah, they're trying to trick you.
F'd up about this situation.
Kev, you got a stairway?
Sure. So this one is fascinating to me because with sports gambling picking up and coming in Missouri here December 1st, but it's a big deal. And the rising technology capability. So there's now a whole group of people that are creating AI, quote unquote, agents to help people bet. so that they can, these AI bots, for lack of a better term, can sort through way more information than you can.
Why hadn't I thought about that?
To help you bet on games. And there are guys that have created, now it's a paid service. Mm-hmm. You have to pay to use the AI bot, and then you place your own bets. But they're working on models that will bet for you, but it would have to be like on the account of a gambling website, not from your bank account.
Okay.
Or it would be Bitcoin or some other kind of whatever that stuff is. But I find it interesting because this, to me, it's, even though it's AI and that always comes with some connotation, analytics have now been a big thing in gambling. I used to do a weekly segment with a handicapper, and his handicapping hook was, I'm not giving you my gut feeling. This is all the numbers. This is what the analytics say. We've run through these things. We've gone through all of the numbers, and this is what it says makes the most sense based on the value of the betting line, based on what the numbers say. And AI now is going to be able to take in more information than we can individually as humans and maybe help you make your picks. But then I wanted to throw this in there, though. But is that taking the fun out of it? If you're a gambler, I know. So now the real fun, the hook, the dopamine rush is you have stakes, right? You've got money. This team is playing. If they do a certain thing, win, go over, under, whatever, you get the reward. That's the rush. But does it take anything away if you're not the one making the pick?
Yes, because otherwise it's just about the money. I think, just in my own personal gambling, that my hook is thinking I know something that someone else doesn't.
Sure.
That's my hook.
Sure.
Like, that's what keeps me coming back. And it's kind of what keeps me coming back with the Cardinals. Like, well, next year, you know what I mean? It's always like the gambler chasing the dragon. Like, it's always going to get better. Like, next time, next time, next time, next time. But I hadn't even had that thought in my head. I know that, like, I don't do any private investing. I don't play the stock market.
Right,
you know,
you just have a professional do it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So this would be a version of that.
Right, exactly, because I assume the professionals have all this stuff.
Right. Right. Now, that's more predictable in the sense that it's not based on one outcome of a three-hour window on a Sunday.
Yeah.
Right? It's a much larger thing, and it's been measured for 100-plus years, you know, things like that. But that's how I view it, too, as far as entertainment. But some people don't bet for entertainment.
True.
Some people are betting trying to make money.
Yes.
But I would also caution, go through a couple of iterations to make sure these things are actually good before you start spending money and then betting money based on something that could be complete BS.
Yeah.
Because you don't know how that AI has been fed, right? Or how it's been programmed.
Yeah.
So how would you immediately want to trust it until you see some results?
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. 334. Dave Murray joins us every day at this time. Hello, Dave.
Hello there. I've been Mr. Fix-It today.
Yeah, what have you been fixing?
Yeah, I replaced a powder room downstairs. I replaced that faucet and then discovered I had a hairline crack in the trap drain, so I had to replace that, and all is fine now.
You could give me 1,000 years to do that. Well, and you would
I'm sure it takes me triple the time of anybody else.
I'm telling you, I thank God I was born when I was, with whatever modicum of talent I have, because I have been useless in every other era. Useless. And in the future,
get out there and find dinner, Dave.
Yeah, in the future, I'll just be telling jokes for food. You know, I mean, like, no, I can't fix anything. When we move Phoebe to KU, we didn't take Nick with us, Mr. Put Stuff Together. So I put two things together, which were exceedingly simple. And yet I was more proud of that than law school. I was just like, oh, my God, I put together a shoe rack.
I did it.
Did you have extra screws?
I did.
Left over?
Yes.
Oh, no.
No, I really did.
No, that's like a souvenir. Yeah. You know, you get to keep that as your trophy.
I think they put that in to drive us nuts.
Going back to the commercial break, I don't even know who this ad is for, but when it's the husband and wife and she says, my mother always told me I shouldn't have married you. Does anyone else get like a gut punch feeling when you hear that ad?
It's so mean. Yeah, it's absolutely so over the top.
Yeah. It's like, change that commercial.
I tune out at that point.
Yeah. Too harsh. I take commercials way too seriously. There's one on television for an HVAC company, and I don't know who it is. Let's just say it's ABC. And the whole joke is the dumb husband, because the husband's always stupid, right. is like, honey, who do we use for the air conditioner? ABC. Who do we use for the plumbing? ABC. Who do we use for this? And he goes through like eight things in the house, and it's always the same company. Okay, I get what you're doing. You do all these things. But also, since that's who you use, you're saying that every system they take care of is broken at the same time. Right?
Hey, get on the membership plan.
Yeah, because the guy's like, hey, the plumbing's broken. Who do we use? Like, well, don't use ABC because they're the ones who broke it. So I know. Change that ad. Makes me crazy. Whew, okay.
I'm glad you got that off your chest.
That really felt good. Every time I see that commercial, I get pissed off. So
makes Andrew want a corn dog.
What doesn't?
Yum.
Dave, you missed it. We had Trish in here, and we did the whole corn dog thing.
Okay.
And Trish admitted she'd never had a corn dog, but thinks it's gross that he ate 15 in a weekend. And Andrew, understandably, came back at her with, based on her lack of knowledge.
Yeah, you don't know.
You don't know me.
Yeah, you don't know nothing.
And they're little. Those were the little ones. They weren't big, you know, carnival corn dogs.
I'm hesitant to call them little, because they weren't like...
Well, you said they were about 3 inches.
No, I didn't.
You did.
Yeah, you did.
Because I made the 3-inch joke.
I don't know. Right. Then I don't know what 3 inches
that's
is.
That's the only reason I remember.
They're definitely not. They're definitely not. They're a little longer than that. Maybe like 5.
That's what they all say.
Big difference between 3 and 5. I'll tell you that for free. So how are we looking, Dave? Just a continuing climb?
Yeah, but it's relatively slow. I mean, today's is great. The evening's great. Tomorrow, about 10 degrees warmer, so upper 80s to near 90. Still pretty easy to take humidity on Wednesday. Thursday, sunny, 92. So a little bit warmer. Humidity starts to come back, but nothing extreme. The hottest stretch will be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. No record heat. But it's going to be that jolt to the system. Sunny skies, increasing humidity, 95, 96 for high temperatures Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Friday, the record's 98. Saturday, the record's 100. And Sunday, the record is 101. So those are all safe.
Okay.
Easy.
Yeah, pretty easy. Headlines, Rach?
Yeah, brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. The Supreme Court has lifted their restrictions on these immigration stops in Los Angeles that were set after agents ended up sweeping up U.S. citizens. So basically, the Supreme Court cleared the way for federal agents to conduct sweeping immigration operations for now in L.A. Indiscriminately. The order had previously barred immigration agents from stopping people solely based on their race, language, job, or location. The Supreme Court has said that's okay for now.
I just had a debate / argument about this morning with one of my conservative friends. And it was so frustrating because we both thought that we were right, obviously, like you do in any argument. But I made the point to him that, look, this is just, it's like Magna Carta 101, you know, these are some of the rights we have. If you can go to a Home Depot and look for dark people or look for Hispanic people or Spanish speaking people, then you can look for Jews and you can look for African Americans and you can look for all sorts of people. And here's what my buddy said, and he's still my buddy. He said, but Dave, we know in our hearts that these people are dangerous. And I'm like, this is...
So he's racist.
So first of all, no, knowledge and emotion, knowledge and heart are not the same thing.
Thank you.
You believe it, but
because
that doesn't
racist.
Make it true. Belief is not knowledge. And we confuse those two things way too much.
Mm-hmm. I knew until the day he died that O.J. Simpson killed his wife, but he went through the due process, and it came out a way that I didn't agree with, but we all lived with it because that's our legal system.
Yeah.
This is also our legal system, that you don't just stop people based on their race.
Yeah.
I think it's it or anything, gives me shivers.
Anything. It doesn't have to be race. It could be your genetic. I mean, just it can be you're Italian and not Irish, or you look Catholic instead of evangelical. Like, you can't do it for anything. Not just, I mean, yes, race, of course, but it's about any of those things.
Justice Sonia Sotomayor obviously dissented to this decision, and she said it erodes constitutional freedoms, saying countless people in the Los Angeles area have been grabbed, thrown to the ground, and handcuffed simply because of their looks, their accents, the fact that they make a living by doing manual labor. Today, the court needlessly subjects countless more to these exact same indignities.
There are dark-complected people. There are Hispanic people. There are people of Mexican, Spanish, Central American lineage who have been here longer than my family has been here. They are American citizens. They deserve to be treated as such.
It's pathetic that we have to say things like that.
But then what's the legal basis that the Supreme Court gave for saying this is okay?
They didn't. There was a very short opinion. It wasn't a full-blown opinion where they're citing cases.
Yeah, they basically just said the lower court judge had gone too far in restricting how ICE can carry out their stops. So they made
so
it
basically,
all okay.
And again, I'm not saying this in a negative way, but it's more of a legal technicality than saying this behavior is okay. What they're going to end up saying is if there's a complaint about a violation of civil rights, you need to bring that case and then you go through the system. That makes a lot more sense than they said this is okay. Because all they really did was say this judge was wrong on a matter of law.
Well, it was like when they were refusing to give people any sort of a hearing.
Right, right.
And they said, do you realize how long that would take? Yes.
That's the point.
That's the point. And the fact that you or Biden or Jimmy Carter or whoever it was let all these people in, the fact is you did. And the fact is our Constitution, to my understanding, I'm no legal scholar, says that everyone, not just citizens, have due process rights.
Well, and you can't just throw that out. The problem is citizens have been detained because of the color of their skin. That should be getting people pretty riled up.
It should be.
Americans, it's not like, oh, no, we were, No, American citizens are being caught up in this.
Yeah.
It's pathetic. I am ashamed that this is happening.
Well, how did we go from the very beginning of this, which is we're going to round up the criminals, the people we know have committed crimes, and that's who we're going to get rid of first? When did that stop?
Because this is where the racism comes
in. Well, no, this is my
point. When you look at them and you see that you think that all of them are criminals, and you start to assume that they are criminals, and that's when the rounding up starts. That's when the blind arrests and just grabbing, grandparents and whipping them into the back of cars.
And my understanding is that being here illegally is a misdemeanor.
And, and let me say this as well, because I want to be intellectually fair and honest. You may be right that if you go to a Home Depot in California and there are 50 Hispanic people standing out there waiting for day work, that 48 of them are here illegally. You may be right. But again, that's not due process.
No.
That's not the way you go about that. If you have done an investigation and you have a warrant from a judge that says this person should be detained, this person should be arrested, okay.
Yes.
But if you just show up and there's a group of dark people, that's not okay, at least with me.
Well, using this as an analogy, Dave, Lawyer Dave, tell me if this is crazy or if this is not even close. If there are 50 of us, we are all out here downtown, and a murder happens. They don't know who did it, but they know 50 of us were around there. Can they just round us all up and take us in and arrest us?
No.
Thank you.
And that's for a murder. I mean, it's kind of I get what you're saying, Wheels, but it's also like a completely different thing than just being in a place you're not supposed to be.
I'm just trying to come up with a scenario even in that extreme case where there is a murder there,
they can't
just round up anybody that was close and say, one of you did it, we're arresting you all.
And again, I think I've been pretty consistent on this forever, for 25 years on the air, saying that I'm not super sympathetic to people who come here illegally.
No.
You shouldn't have done that.
That's
what
right.
you did was wrong. We're a sovereign nation with borders.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get to just sneak over here. You don't. there need to be consequences, mm-hmm. but the consequences shouldn't be us giving up our civil rights.
Well, again, the whole point of the way the laws are written is to protect innocent people. So any innocent person getting caught up in it means it's flawed. If you're only getting the people that broke the law, nobody's going to complain.
Thank you, Dave.
You got it. This town, no king, no
queen of any state. Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, DGS on KMOX. This era of the Foo Fighters, everything but the latest, what a great band. Like, the Foo Fighters for me were my, because I grew up being a fan of music that was, you know, 10, 15, 20 years older than me. But Foo Fighters are probably my favorite band that came out contemporaneously. Like when I was a fully grown person and an album would come out and I'd be like, and every time I'm like, holy crap, I love this album. Then they did that last couple.
What was wrong with the last couple?
I don't know.
That's good.
I really don't know.
That's good.
I always blame myself. Like when the last couple Weezer albums, the last couple Foo Fighters albums, the last couple this guy movies or that lady movies that I don't like, I tend to kind of blame myself.
Well, you shouldn't, because we've talked about it a bunch of times. Not many bands maintain for a long period of time. How many bands can you think of that outside of their first 3 to 5 records never stopped, never tailed off, never changed, never went a direction that their core fan base might not like?
Yeah, I find that fascinating, that there might just be sort of a finite size tank inside every creative.
There are exceptions, but I would say the norm is that, right? I mean, there are bands that continuously put out good stuff, but it's not that many.
Like who?
Well, I mean, if you're in my world, there's they're pretty heavy bands that I think are still as good as they were 20 years ago. Yeah. Like they're putting out stuff that is, like you listen to it, yep, like everything on that record. But no, it's hard to look at many and see that many have stretched past that with quality.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even the greats, like, what's that shelf life? You know, like, looking at you, use Ozzy Osbourne as an example, right? Ozzy made some pretty decent songs in the last 15 or 20 years, but it's not that many. And I have all the newest stuff that he did. Now, it wasn't that frequent, and some of it's pretty good, but it's not what it was.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not as many good ones as it used to be, right? An album used to be 8 or 9 bangers, and then a couple you're like, eh, now it's the reverse of that the further you go.
Oh. She gave me the wrap-up sign, and I didn't recognize it at first. I thought she was going, woo, like,
free you.
What she was really doing is that was a home run.
Yeah.
That's a home run
signal.
Round
those bases.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.